高兴。
I think it is right that Good Friday is a somber occasion because we are remembering something that was really dreadful.
我想在这天晚上，一个耶稣的受难，当然是一个值得庆祝的一个晚上。
I've been thinking about the Lord Jesus Christ the whole day.
我今天整天坐在思想耶稣基督。
And as I heard what Brother Joe went through, and I thought to myself, if I was there, how would I answer those ladies?
我也在想刚刚 Joe 弟兄他分享的那个故事，我在想如果我也在那个菜场的时候，我会怎么样去跟那个女士来分享？
What's the difference between Christianity and every other religion?
到底我们基督教跟其他的宗教有什么不一样呢？
See, this evening the message is entitled, It is Finished.
今天晚上我们的信息说成了。
It's taken from the Gospel of John.
这是从约翰福音的出来的。
I think the key, the crucial difference between Christianity and every other religion is this.
最重要的基督教跟其他宗教的不一样，我觉得是。
Every other religion tells you to be a good person.
每一个其他的宗教都教你成为一个好人，教导你怎么做一个好人。
Two words.
两个字。
I do, I do, I do, I love.
教导我们去做去爱
but in Christianity is one word
但是在基督教我们只有一个字
done
就是成了
finished
完成了
because what Jesus did
因为耶稣为基督为我们所做的
finished the task
已经把我们要做的已经完成了
God's wrath is satisfied
神的愤怒已经被满足了
See, I was born I call myself a Buddhist but actually I wasn't
我生出来，我觉得我可以称我自己为佛教徒，但是实际上我不是。
See, I was in the army and they put on a dog tag and they asked me, if you die, how would we bury you?
但我在新加坡当军的时候，他在我的军牌上面说，如果你死了以后，你怎么样希望被埋葬
？So I thought I was a Buddhist, so I said Buddhist.
所以我那个时候写我是佛教徒。
But I really wasn't.
但是我却不是，真正不是。
And My family members were trying to be good people.
我的家里的人只是做，希望可以做一个好人。
They're trying to follow, to do this, to do that. But you know, how much good works must you do before you know for sure?
但是我的家人希望可以跟随做这个好事，做那个好事。但是到你要做多少的好事，你才可以够呢？
But when I encountered Jesus, he told me, it is finished.
但是当我遇到耶稣的时候，他却跟我说成了。
It is done.
他说已经完成了。
That's why Jesus is so attractive.
所以为什么耶稣这么吸引我
？He's different.
因为他不一样。
Do you realize that last Friday was tax day?
你知道上个礼拜五
？Not today. Last Friday.
不是这个礼拜五，是上个礼拜五，就是交报税的那个截止的日期吗
？And because the Jewish calendar is on the lunar calendar, tax day will fall on April 15 is always tax day, but Good Friday will fall on tax day sometime.
但是因为犹太人的那个日期的节令不跟我们阳历跟那个阳历不一样。
The next time tax day will fall on Good Friday will be the year 2022.
在2022年的时候，报税截止的那个日期当天就是。
That's the day when we.Better submit all that we owe Uncle Sam.
那天我们要把我们所欠我们政府的都要把它还回来回去。
Good Friday commemorates Jesus' death because he paid God for everything we owe God.
受难节是基督纪念耶稣基督为我们所的罪所付出的代价，把它付了给神。
According to Google Trends.
在那个 Google 里面，他们有一个排行榜。
This past week, they listed the most searches. What are the most popular topics?
他们列了这上个礼拜头十大搜寻的排行榜。
Out of the top 10 searches, four of them have to do with religious themes like Good Friday.
而在过去十个最最多人搜寻的词里面有四个是跟受难节有关的词语。
The four of them would be Passover recipes, Good Friday, and Maundy Thursday.
四个最多人搜寻的是逾越节，逾越节的食谱，受难节，还有一个节日叫 Maundy Thursday， 它是一个英国的宗教节日。
See, during Easter and Good Friday and Christmas, we have lots of friends who would come to church.
每逢到了复活节或者圣诞节这些节日的时候，就有一些人会到教会。
Maybe it's traditional, maybe it is nostalgic, you know, they were brought up this way because of their parents went to church during those occasions.
可能这是他们的传统，或是他家人在他们成长的时候，每逢假日的时候就要去教会。
So Good Friday and Easter people start Googling all these words. Maybe to connect to their earlier roots.
所以当这个周末的时候，在受难节跟那个复活节的时候，人家就开始在网上面搜寻有关于这些的名词，这些的有关于这些的意义，为了就是可能要去寻找他们以前去过的。
I think people are more open, to God during these seasons.
在这些的节日里面，我觉得人会跟对宗教跟神更接受 更开放。
And they will go to church on those two occasions, Christmas and Easter.
而且他们会在这个复活节跟圣诞节的时候去到教会。
It's a great time to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
这也是一个很好的时间去认识耶稣基督。
I think it's a great time to have an encounter with Jesus Christ.
也是一个很好的时间去跟耶稣基督有更好的接触。
I pray that this will be your most memorable Good Friday and Easter.
我也祷告说，希望这一个周末，这个复活节的周末，受难节的周末，也是你最难忘的一个周末。
Especially if you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior.
就是你还没有接受耶稣基督作为你个人的救主。
Now we just read a whole long section from Mark 15.
我们刚刚念了一长很长的马可福音的一章节。
I think when I ask that to be read, I have this response as,Pastor, you're sure it's a very long passage.
当我要求大家去念这个十五章的时候，我有一些反应。他们就说：“啊，这章很长哎，但你真的要去念吗
？”I realize it's a long passage.
我知道这是很长的章节。
But it's about a very important event.
但是却是记录的一个很重要的一个事情。
And I think sometimes we forget.
而有时候我觉得我们会忘记。
And the passage gives us the background of what we're going to be talking about.
而这个章节会给我们一些很好的背景，让我们去。分享记下来的东西。
And if you look at all the four Gospels, you find that Jesus last week on earth, took up lots of the Gospel, all the four Gospels.
如果你从四福音来说的话，耶稣基督在最后一个礼拜，从他到他上十字架的时候，每一个福音书都用了很大很长的一个章节去形容。
At least a third, if not half, the Gospel.
有一些甚至三分之一，甚至一半去讲。最后耶稣一个礼拜发生的事情。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because he came to die.
因为他来就是为了我们的死。
His death was the task he was assigned.
他来就是要完成一个使命，就是为了在十字架受死。
So there are several facts. Two, actually, I want to bring your attention tonight.
所以有两个很重要的点，我希望可以跟大家分享。
As a reminder to draw your attention to those two things.
也许让我们一起去思想，一起去纪念。
The first is that Jesus was condemned to death by the best legal and religious system known in his day.
第一点是耶稣那个时候被定罪的时候，是全世界最好的，从宗教的那个系统跟法律的系统都是最完备的，在那个时候。
The Romans were supposed to be fair.
在那个时候，罗马人他的出了名就是要公平。
But when we read that passage, we realized that they weren't fair.To Jesus.
但是当我们念那章节的时候，我们发觉他对耶稣却不是公平的。
Pilate was usually fair.
比拉多本来是一个很公正的人。
He was cruel, but he had to uphold the Roman law.
但是他虽然很残暴，但是他对罗马的法律非常的遵守。
The Jews were supposed to be fair and religious.
那个犹太人也是一样，他们本来应该是公正，而也是应该属神的人。
And so both Pilate and the religious leaders weren't fair to Jesus.
当时在当时，比拉多跟那些犹太人却对耶稣很不公平。
In fact, if you read all the four Gospels, you discover that at least three times Pilate said, "I don't find anything wrong with Jesus. He didn't commit any crime punishable by death."
而刚刚我们在念的章节里面，比拉多三次的说，我找不到这个人有任何的罪状。
In Mark 15:14, he says.He was responding to the religious leaders. Why? What crime has he committed? Ask Pilate.
刚刚我们
But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him!"
刚刚马可福音十五章十四节说，比拉多问到说，为什么？当时他你做了什么，要你去定罪他？但是那群众的回应却说，把他钉上十字架。
In fact, Pilate wanted to set Jesus free.
其实比拉多很想放耶稣基督。
Mark 15:9-10 says, "Do you want me to release to you the King of the Jews?" asked Pilate, knowing it was out of envy that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him.
比拉多在第九节的时候说，比拉多说，你们要我释放犹太人的王给你们吗？他原晓得祭司长是因为妒忌才把耶稣基督解来了。
Oh, because of political correctness, Pilate condemned Jesus.
因为政治上的因素，比拉多把耶稣定罪了。
He was pressured to condemn Jesus.
因为他受到群众的压力。
And because of envy, the religious leader condemned Jesus.
也因为妒忌，犹太人把耶稣定罪了。
And in exchange for Jesus, who did they set free?
而要把耶稣定罪，他们换了把谁释放了呢？
It says he was a murderer, Barabbas.
他们把一个巴拿巴，一个谋杀犯放了。
In fact, in Matthew 27:16, Barabbas was called a terrorist.
在马太福音的时候，巴拿巴被形容为一个恐怖分子。
I probably didn't mean very much that word, but I guess today when you hear the word terrorist, you get locked up if you're, especially you're on a plane.
在那个时候可能不像什么，但今天我们说恐怖分子的时候，一定会被关起来。
In exchange for an innocent person, they set free a murderer.
为了一个无辜的人，他们释放了一个谋杀犯。
So think for a moment if you are Jesus.
所以如果你是耶稣，想一想。
He was misunderstood.
他被误解了。
He was taken advantage of.
他被人家
he had a raw deal.
他拿到一个 他被人家对待
很不公平。 He was falsely accused.
他被人家很不公平的对待。
He never claimed to be the king of the Jews.
他从来没有说他自己是犹太人的皇。
He was betrayed by his friends.
他被他的朋友被出卖。
He was sold for a ransom, sold off 30 pieces of silver.
他被三十恩钱而出卖。
He was deserted by his closest friends.
他被他所有的朋友都放弃了。
Wow, I think one thing we can learn is that God understands how we feel.
一个我可以去说的是，神了解我们所经历的。
Have you been betrayed?
有没有试过被背叛
？Have you ever been taken advantage of by people?
有没有试过被人家拿好处呢
？Have you sat and heard sob stories from people?I have such a bad time.
有没有听过很多人家很伤心的故事？说哇，我经历了很痛苦的事情。
Jesus had a bad time.
耶稣经历过这些事情。
He was taken advantage of.
他被人家。
He was accused of something that he was not guilty of.
他被人家去诬告说他没有做过的事情。
So Jesus was condemned to death by the best legal and religious system.
所以耶稣被定罪，在当时却是被一个最完善的一个系统去定罪的。
Jesus, secondly, was charged for claiming to be the king of the Jews.
第二个，耶稣被他的定罪的罪名是犹太人的王。
Several times in this passage, the word king of the Jews appeared.
在这一章里面，很多次提到犹太人的王。
In fact, that was a sign that was nailed on top of the cross.
事实上，在他十字架的上面，他的罪名也有在上面。
That was why he was hanging on the cross.
这也是为什么他会被定罪的原因。
Jesus, king of the Jews.
这边显示耶稣犹太人的王。
In actual fact, he was.
事实上却他却是。
He wasn't just the king of the Jews.
他不单只是犹太人的王。
He was the king of the whole world.
他是我们全世界的王。
We see Jesus' humility.
我们看到耶稣的谦让谦卑。
His patience.
他的礼让。
His forbearance.
他的克制。
He could have stopped it all.
他大可以把所有这些不用去经过把它停了。
He could have just snapped his finger and the angels will come and save him.
他手指的话可能天使就可以下来把所有东西就把它结束了。
But he chose to suffer.
但是他却选择去受苦。
He chose to keep quiet.
他选择去不出声音。
One thing we should learn about Good Friday is that our God is such a patient God.
在我们受难节的时候，我们学习到我们的神是很有耐心的神。
Jesus had all the power of the universe in his hands, but he chose not to use it.
耶稣他有全世界的权柄跟能力，但是他选择不去用。
Instead, he chose to suffer.
他却选择去受苦。
He chose to die.
他选择去死。
For your sins and my sins.
为的就是你跟我的罪。
He shrank from that That awful sentence.
他也为了这个这些罪控罪也退却了。
We read Mark 15.
在马可福音的里面。
But if you go back and read Mark 14, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was begging his father.
但是在马可福音十四章的时候，他提到耶稣在客西马利园的时候，他求他的父。
Father, if it is possible.Don't let me go through this.
耶稣那个时候在祷告说，他说父啊，如果可以，让我不要去经历这些事。
But in the end, he said, "Father, your will be done."
但是他最后就说，让你愿你的旨意成全。
He cried to his father.
他对他的父亲来呼喊。
And then we read this passage.
我们也念了这一章节。
We sang the song, the seven last sayings of Jesus.
我们刚刚也唱到那首歌，耶稣的最后的十架誓言。
And one of those sayings is that, "Father, Father."Why have you forsaken me?
他的七言其中一个就讲到说，耶父啊父啊，为什么离弃我？
That was how much God loves us.
这就是耶稣这么爱了我们。
He was willing to die for our sins.
他愿意为我们在十字架上面去受死。
He would be willing to be abandoned by his father.
他也愿意被他的父去遗弃。
Jesus responded to pain much as the way we would respond to pain.
耶稣对痛苦苦难的回应跟我们回应苦难的反应是一样的。
How many people like pain and suffering?
在我们当中有多少人喜欢被受苦的痛苦的？
I hope all of you will say, I don't like suffering.
我希望没有人一个人可以希望说我会希望受苦。
But I know there are some odd people, they like suffering.
我知道有些人喜欢受苦。
I don't like pain, I don't like suffering.
但是我不喜欢痛，我也不喜欢受苦。
I was working on my yard and I was wearing gloves and I still got a blister.
我做我的那个后院的工作的时候，虽然我有手套，但是我还是起了一些疹。
It's painful，
就是很痛的。
And I was thinking of the nails in Jesus' hand。
我看我的那个疹的时候，我想到耶稣基督钉十字架
上的那个痛。This is just a blister。
我想这只是一个疹。
We don't like pain。
没有人喜欢痛苦。
Jesus didn't like pain。
耶稣也不喜欢痛苦。
That's why he prayed, Father, if it is possible, take this away from me。
因为什么？耶稣也在祷告说，父啊，我可以把这些拿走。
It shows us the humanity of Jesus Christ.
看到耶稣人性的一面。
That he really suffered.
他确实真正的很受苦。
He experienced pain.
他经历了痛苦。
And he was in anguish.
他也很悲伤。
Jesus experienced sorrow.
他耶稣经历的很悲伤。
Fear.
恐惧。
Abandonment by his father.
被遗弃，被他的父亲遗弃了。
Pain.
痛。
Desperation.
还有绝望。
Mockery,
还有被
people insulting him.
被人家去咒骂。
If you are the Savior, come down from the cross.
一些人说，如果你是神，你就从十字架下来。
Save yourself and save us.
救你自己，救我们吧。
From Jesus' experience, no one can ever say again that God doesn't understand suffering.
从耶稣基督所经历的，我们没有人可以说神啊，你不了解我所受的痛苦。
And when you read Mark 15, you realize that God.Truly understands.
你从马可福音十五章，你就可以看到神完全了解我们人所受的痛苦。
Through the pain and suffering, he submitted his life to his loving father.
通过这些痛苦跟悲伤，他把自己完全的交给神。
Instead of retaliation, he chose hurt. He chose to forgive.
他没有选择去背叛，他没有选择去反抗，他只是选择了。
And through that, we see God's patience and restraint.
也通过这样子，我们看到神的那个耐心。
Have you ever wondered why God didn't stop Hitler from killing 6 million Jews?
有没有去想过说，耶稣为什么没有去把希特勒把他停止，不让他去屠杀那些犹太人
？If you want an answer to the question, you have to ask another question.
但是如果你问这个问题的时候，你要问另外一个问题。
Why didn't God stop them from killing His Son?On the cross,
为什么神没有让耶稣基督不用在十字架上面去死，让人家把他杀了呢？
It's so unjust to kill the Jews, 6 million of them.
你可能说600万的犹太人被杀，很不公平。
And you think of all the atrocities that we human beings commit against other human beings.
你想到很多在过去历史里面人类所犯的一些暴行。
I think part of the answer is found as we look at the cross.
我觉得我们可以在这个十字架上面可以找到答案。
Because I think the answer is in the way Jesus died.
因为答案就是在耶稣基督怎么去为在十字架上面去受死。
That as God allows Jesus to die on the cross, He will solve all the other problems.
因为他愿意让耶稣基督在十字架下面死的时候， 把我们人类的罪就解决了。
Everyone saw the crucifixion. It was a public event.
在当时的时候，每个人都去看钉十字架这个一个事情，因为这是个公开的事情。
Everybody saw Jesus die.
每个人都看到耶稣基督死了。
And then darkness came.
那个时候黑暗就来了。
It says for 3 hours, from 12 o'clock.To 3 o'clock.
刚刚我们所念的说，他说三个小时的时间，全地黑暗。
Let me suggest to you that this is one of the rare occasions in the Bible where God's presence is said to be darkness.
我希望你们可以了解到，这是一个非常少在圣经里面说，当神来到的时候。全部是黑暗。
You see, we always say that God is always associated with light.
因为我们常常提到说，神跟光是联系在一起的。
Where God is, there must be light.
有神同在就有光。
When there is darkness, God is not there.
当你黑暗的时候，神就不在了。
But let me suggest to you, study this passage again.
但是你可以再去重新念这一章。
God was present at the cross.
当时耶稣被钉在十字架的时候，神是同。
And when Jesus was dying on the cross for the sins of the world, God's wrath was poured onto His Son, and there was darkness.
而在耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候，神的同在，但是神的是愤怒的临到耶稣基督身上。
Another place you can find darkness associated with God is Exodus.
另外一个出处，你可以把黑暗跟神两个联系在一起的，就是在出埃及记。
Remember when Moses was given the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai?
记得摩西被神放那个十架的时候，在西乃山上的时候。
In Exodus 20, Exodus 32, it talks about the fact that when Moses was there and was given the law, the Ten Commandments, there was lightning, there was earthquake.There was darkness.
在出埃及记有提到说，当摩西在西乃山接受神的十架的时候，那个时候有闪电，
See,
有黑暗。
God is the judge.
因为神是一个审判官。
There's nothing funny about receiving judgment.
被审判一点都不好玩。
It's a serious occasion.
这是一个很严重的一个事情。
And let me suggest to you that when Jesus was on the cross and he was receiving the punishment that we should receive, God was there.
你想让你去想象一下，当神在那个黑暗的时候去审判我们的罪的时候，耶稣审判耶稣基督在十字架上的罪的时候，神是同时在那边的。
Jesus died an unfair death.
耶稣的死是一个非常不公平的死。
He died a death he didn't deserve.
他的死也是他不值得去死的。
He died for you and I.
他的死是为了你跟我。
He died for our sins.
他为了你跟我的罪而受死。
That's what separated him from the Father. The Father couldn't look upon the sin.
这也是那个时候他唯一跟父离开的没有关系的时候。
We cannot solve our sin problems on our own.
我们不可以靠自己去解决罪。
That's why Jesus came.
为什么耶稣要来？
And he died on Good Friday.
他也在今天受难节的时候为我们死。
He was buried and there was darkness.
他被埋葬，然后就是黑暗。
And he was buried the whole Saturday.
他在整个礼拜六的时候。
He was in the tomb.
在坟墓里面。
Darkness.
都是黑暗的。
They call, you know, you have Good Friday, you have Easter Sunday. Do you know what they call Saturday?
我们在礼拜五的时候，我们说是 Good Friday， 然后在礼拜天的时候，我们是说复活节的礼拜天 Easter Sunday.
What is tomorrow called?
礼拜六。
Today is Good Friday.
礼拜六是我们怎么去称呼
？In 3 days' time, it is Easter Sunday. What do you call Saturday?
是受难节，明天礼拜天是复活节，那明天我们称为什么呢
？They call it Black Saturday.
他们说是一个 Black Saturday， 黑色星期六。
Black Saturday
是一个黑色的星期六。
Or Holy Saturday，
或是一个神圣的星期六。
That's what Jesus did for us.
这是耶稣为我们所做的。
I want us to do two things.
我希望你们可以做两件事。
I hope you'll participate with me.
我也希望你跟我一起来做。
Sort of summarize all that I have said.
也是一个我们所说的一个总结。
See, afterwards you'll be observing the Lord's Supper.
我们等会用圣餐。
And according to the timeline of the Bible, it probably happened on Thursday night.
根据圣经所说的时间，那个耶稣跟门徒有圣餐的时候是礼拜四的晚上。
Jesus broke bread And he passed the cup around.
耶稣在那个时候分了他的那个饼跟那个杯，跟作为他的身体跟血。
Preparing the disciple for what he's going to do on Friday.
为了那些门徒准备礼拜五将会发生的事情。
Why do we do that as often as we gather?
他说我们要当这样行去纪念。
One reason is that you get to touch the bread.
其中一个原因是我们要去接触那个饼。
See, we are feeling people, we are touchy people.
因为我们是
Some more touchy than others.
我们是靠接触跟人家相处。
But when we touch it, and we say, oh, this is Jesus.
但是当我们去接触的时候，我们可以感受到这是耶稣基督。
And then we drink, when we drink it, remind you that this is Jesus' blood.
而当我们去喝这个杯的时候，去想起来这是耶稣为我们流的宝血。
You see, some of us have very, very little feelings. We're not the touchy kind.
有些人我们是很少去表达我们的感情的人。
We need that to bring out the feelings in us.
但是我们需要是用圣餐去表达我们耶稣给我们的感情。
So we'll be doing that afterwards.
所以我们等会会领圣餐。
And then you taste.
让我们可以尝到。
I want you to hear.
我也希望你可以去听。
This is a replica of the nail they use on Jesus.
这是在当时时候去钉十字架上面的钉子。
As best as the archaeologists can, and you know they manufactured this probably in China.
当然，这可能是当时的模型，但是这个可能在中国做的。
I can assure you that the nail they used on Jesus wasn't as nice as this one.
我也相信当时候钉耶稣十字架的那个钉没有这个这么好看。
But it's probably that long.
大概是这个长度。
And they were nailing Jesus.
他们那个时候用这个去钉耶稣。
Probably three nails.
大概是三个钉子。
One on each hand.
一个钉子，每个手有一个钉子。
And they guess one nail through both feet.
那么他有一个钉子是钉在两只脚一起来钉的。
I pray that you meditate right now.
我希望现在你们可以在。
I'm going to nail a nail through a piece of wood here as hard as I can.
我会现在把那个钉子钉在这个木上面，用我最大的力量。
I pray that you'll be thinking, listening. Just close your eyes and listen.
我希望你可以把眼睛闭起来。
And reflect if you were there on that Good Friday.
去想想，如果你身在当天那个晚上那一天。
That was what Jesus went through.
那个时候耶稣在被钉十字架。
For you and I.
为了你跟我。
Close your eyes.
希望你们可以把眼睛闭起来。
Because I wasn't there.
因为我那个时候不在。 希望你们可以听那个声音。
Have you ever spent time thinking?
你们有没有花时间去想过
about the sound?
去想过这些声音?
And then after the sound of the nails,
声音过去以后,
it says that it was all dark.
圣经说全黑暗。
And all the sun was stopped from shining for 3 hours.
太阳不再光照三个小时之久。
Close your eyes and think of that darkness.
闭起眼睛想想看那个黑暗。
That was what Jesus went through for us.
那个就是耶稣为我们所经历的。
Tomorrow is Black Saturday.
明天是黑色星期六。
I pray that you will spend some time thinking about the blackness Jesus experienced for us.
我希望我们可以用一些时间在明天去思想一下耶稣为我们所经历的那个黑暗。
We can't save ourselves.
我们不能拯救自己。
Only the sinless Son of God can do that.
只有无罪的神的儿子才可以做得到。
We can have the lights on again. A young girl was visiting with her father in a church for the first time.
有一个年轻的女孩子跟她的父亲第一次来到教会。
And walked into the church, and lo and behold, there was a big cross at the back.
当她一进到教会的时候，后面她看到一个很大的一个十字架。
And she told her dad, "Dad, that must be the biggest plus sign I've ever seen."
那个小女孩跟爸爸说，这是一个很大的一个加号，我第一次看到这么大的一个加号。
Wow, that's what Jesus did for us on Good Friday.
这也是耶稣基督在今天晚上为我们所做的。
He's God's plus sign for us.
他是神给我们的一个加号。
We can't make it on our own.
我们没有办法自己可以拿得到。
Only through Jesus.
只有通过耶稣基督。
Because he said on the cross, it is finished.
因为他在十字架上说了，成了。
It is done.
已经完成了。
Do you know the word, it is finished?
你知道这个字，成了这个字，就是希腊文这个字。
There are at least three meanings.
有三个的意思。
It can mean complete. It's the task is completed.
你可以把它看为是那个工作已经完成了。
But do you know that it is also a commercial word?
你知道它也是一个商业的一个词语。
It is when somebody is owed something, and he pays it in full. The creditor will have to sign that.Paid in full.
这个字在商业上面用的是说，当我们把所有东钱付清的时候，那个买主就要在这上面说已经付清。
And so when Jesus shouted from the cross, "It is finished."
所以耶稣基督
it means that our sins are fully paid for.
所以耶稣基督在十字架上面已经喊说成了的时候，也是代表说我们的罪已经完全被付清了。
That's why I think he's the biggest plus sign from God.
所以我觉得这也是耶稣基督最大的一个加号给我们。
So I don't know, maybe some of you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ.
有些人可能还不认识耶稣基督这个字。
Let me invite you. There are some booklets here. They are in Chinese and English.
我也希望我有一些小册子是中英文的小册子。
This is the Gospel of John.
是约翰福音。
That's how I became a Christian. One of the factors.
这也是为什么我通过这个成为基督徒的其中一个。
I have never read the Bible because I was telling you, I think I was a Buddhist.
我从来没有念过圣经，因为我一直觉得我是一个佛教徒。
So let me invite you, if you have never read the Bible, you are not a Christian, Good Friday is a great time to begin reading the Gospel of John.
所以我也邀请你，如果你从来没有念过圣经，也不知道耶稣基督是谁的话，今天晚上是一个好的开始。
It's in Chinese and English.
它是中英文一起的。
And then what is special about this booklet is that in the beginning of the Gospel of John, it has an explanation of what the Gospel is.
也这个书的好处就是在书的开始，它解释了福音。
Why should a person become a Christian?
我们为什么一个人要成为基督徒去相信神？
I'm going to leave it here.
我也把它放在前面。
Please get a copy if you have never read it or you are interested to find out more.
如果你从来没有念过，或是你有兴趣想知道多一点的，请你上来，欢迎你们可以拿。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, I thank you for this evening.
天父，我们感谢你今天晚上。
Father, I thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ.Paid such a heavy price for all of us.
神啊，我们也感谢耶稣基督为我们付这么重的价。
I thank you, Father, that He is the only way.
我也感谢神，他是唯一的道路。
That He was willing to be my substitute, our substitute.
他也愿意成为我们的代价赎罪。
So, Father, I pray that tonight we will honor Him.
也今天晚上我们去祷告，我们愿意去荣耀他。
In His name, I pray this.
也奉耶稣的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's rise as we sing the song together in remembrance. On a hill.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
In the old rugged cross.
In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For it was on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. And I will cling to the old rugged cross and then exchange it someday for
the last verse.
To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. And I will cling to the old rugged cross and then exchange it someday for a crown.
Please be seated.
Now we'll use the communion to remember our God's love. Let us read a scripture. In a New Testament, Matthew. Chapter 26, verse 26-28. The book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 26-28. We are there, let us read it together.
马太福音 26章 26到28节。
他们吃的时候, Jesus took bread, gave thanks and break it,
就拨开,
and gave it to his disciples,
递给门徒,
said,
说,
take and eat, this is my body. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, drink it from it, all of you, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of the sins.
今天晚上我们透过这个圣餐来纪念主耶稣为我们钉死在十字架上面。
Tonight we will use the communion to remember our Lord Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us.
耶稣基督在被卖的那个晚上,
and in the night of Jesus the betrayed,
他拿起饼来,
he lifted bread,
祝福了就拨开递给门徒。
He blessed the bread and break it.
他说这是我的身体，你们拿着吃。
And he said, take and eat, this is my body.
之后他也拿起杯来。
And then he took the cup.
他也祝谢了递给门徒，说你们都喝这个。
He gave thanks and offered to them and saying, drink from it.
28节很清楚地告诉我们，他说这个杯是用我的血。
And in verse 28, it said, this is my blood of the covenant, which pour out for many of you for the forgiveness of sins. Tonight is a Good Friday. We know Jesus died for us. And on Thursday night, Jesus has set up a dinner for disciples. And through this communion in remembrance of him, let us bow down and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you.
主我们谢谢你,
we give thanks to you.
我们感谢主你为我们舍身流血,
we give thanks because you died on the cross for us. For our
在这个时刻的里面,
and at this moment,
我们的心钉在你的身上,
and our heart.
不但我们知道你为我们钉死,
not only you know you died for us,
我们也听到你手被钉的声音,
and we also hear the sound that the nail on the cross,
在我们的心里面,
in our heart,
主我们感谢你,
and we give thanks,
在这个时刻的里面,
and in, at this time,
让我们透过这个饼, 透过这个杯来纪念,
let us remember you through this bread and this cup. And we give thanks to you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.